Mr.
Let's go. Put your foot in your mouth.
Fischler. Schmaltz. Okay. What are we doing? I thought you were going away, Srilly. Yesterday?
Just got back.
You just got back now? You wearing that shirt, the Borough Park shirt, the blue shirt. You have your name on it? Uh-huh. And your name?
The out of town shirt?
Christopher.
I'm worried about
it. You should wear one of those caps, the Puerto Rican ones, the straight ones when you go away. Because no one knows that you're Jewish.
Yeah. The Yankees.
Anyway, it says Rishon to Tzvi is going to
where you want to go.
He's going to it's a stroll to learn for a week.
Wow, you go like every day.
Yarchikala.
Yarchikala.
You going with your mom? Your mother's going? Could I give you the Kamal t-shirt to wear on the plane? Okay, I'm going to bring it over to your house.
Big deal. It's an LL flight.
Hello, you got to put it on for your mother.
Can we stop it over? Where?
Don't forget the seatbelt. You know, there's a story. There was a guy, when Zeddy was young, there was a story. A guy got stuck on the plane.
We doing United?
Bring the Shaifa.
Emirates is still flying in now. Emirates and LL.
No, it's Emirates. You know what you're talking about. Imagine what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't have to
LL flying in, out. You have no idea. You have no idea what's going on. Anyway, my brother Yosla had a murder to Gesiata Ishmael yesterday.
You want to wait till after it's off? Or
you say I could say this.
Somebody's on.
He's definitely not listening.
Morty's on, I think. He's on the way to Athens.
Morty. City in New York, Athens.
Is it next to Muncie?
Could be.
Utica Avenue is by you have no idea where it is. You have chassis down there. Anyway, my brother Yussel is looking to rent a place in Park City over there in Utah for like 8 months. He had a place, it was $11,000 a month. That's like cheap. And house for himself. He was renting for like 2 years, same place, nice place, and then the guy wanted it. So he was looking for a place. The cheapest place is like $15,000. He's like, kid, it's crazy. He's trying to find something like under 10. He's been staying in Aaron Cutler's townhouse because Aaron Cutler's not there in the summer. So the whole summer he was there since last winter. And because now Aaron Cutler needs his house. Looking, every day goes on the sites, nothing. 12,000, 13,000, 15,000. Can't find anything.
Dorfman pulled up with a trailer.
Two days ago, my father called him. My father says, "Yeah, so you want to, because my sister's making a wedding." So he's talking about the wedding. He says, "Listen, I'm going to give $5,000. I want to give $5,000 for the wedding for my sister." So my father's like, "Fine, no problem. Where can I give it to? The tax deduction? Give it to," he calls me up, "give it to the shul." Fine. He sends the money. He wakes up next morning.
Why is the shul giving her money?
Shul's allowed to give money. Shul's allowed to give private money. A congregation's allowed to give private money. 100%.
You're allowed to give salaries.
No, not salaries. A congregation's allowed to give money. That's the best thing to have. You want to give private people money is a congregation.
Yep. Best way to launder.
No, it's not laundering.
It's a legal loop.
What?
It's not officially, you can't give it for that person, I don't think.
Right.
Shul can give up the money.
You
give money to the shul.
Or whatever he gave.
But the best way to give out money is to a congregation. There's a lot of give private people money.
Make sure the memo is
any different. It can't be specifically for the rabbi.
Right. So you're saying that.
You just do it in honor of.
For the shul.
Okay, all the accountants. Next.
Right.
Anyway, wakes next morning. Right next door to Chabad guy, a townhouse open. Next door to Chabad guy, $5,000.
Less.
No, $5,000.
It has a kitchen?
A regular townhouse. $5,000.
Why is it so cheap?
$5,000. Guy, I guess the guy needs to rent it out, or whatever. $5,000, he rented it.
He should have given your sister $3,000.
You knew that coming, Charlotte.
And then he tells me, when's the wedding? I said, January 21st. He says, are you kidding me? I can't come. Why not? I'm on a trip with, I don't know who, for 2 weeks in India or something. I said, for another $5,000, you can go to your trip.
Who's going to the wedding? Who's making the wedding?
My sister.
January 21st.
My nephew's engaged. Meryl. I only have one older sister.
One sister old enough.
Yeah. No, actually, I have two sisters. I have another sister has a daughter on the market. My sister under me also has a daughter on the market. And my brother under me. And Moshe.
Moshe, your son or Moshe, your brother?
Really? Yeah.
Moshe, your son or Moshe, your brother?
Moshe, my brother. We better make a lot of money. Let's go.
There's a kid on the market, right?
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. My brother's 44 years old. How old are you? How old are you? 39. How's your daughter?
You're right. Got a point.
How's your daughter? 14?
15.
So in 4 years from now, Chapel's son-in-law will be walking around the back of the shul making noise with his heels. The Chapel's going to dive in Alvarado. You're never going to see him again.
He doesn't know how old he is. He doesn't know how old his daughter is.
You're never going to see Chapel here again.
Actually, he's going to go for Rache. Yeah.
Stupid son-in-law, I asked him 100 times not to take his stuff out.
Your kids.
Can't believe it. Anyway.
It's
like in Skver, if you look at the Skver houses, it starts off as a two-bedroom house. They have a kid that you add on here. And they go this way, go that way. It looks like my house, you know? Yeah. Go up, go sideways. Zakti
Gemara. Or like the shul, because it's a congregation also.
Yeah. You give out.
I think start with the shul.
I did this edition on Thanksgiving, right? Well, Thanksgiving weekend, I did the front edition.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, though. The one off that part. The kitchen.
That was when the Spitz's father was sitting shiva for his father.
The break room.
No, Cone.
He still had like a.
So he's staying by Spitz across the street on Thursday morning, and it was a weekend. So Thursday morning, he left Spitz at 7 o'clock in the morning. He comes back at night. He says, you just do something over there today? I don't know. What do you mean? He's like, something. You added on to the shul?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Not to the shul, but.
Anyway. If you got anybody who wants an addition, let me know. We can do it fast. You added on your own. You haven't stopped eating since last time I met you.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking.
Start up with the shirt and now you go there.
Uh-oh. That's it. We're not going to see him again.
You're going to see him, but he's going to that red head. Really red.
Right there.
The rest of his head's going to be red.
Come back tomorrow. You want a straight cap.
We have to make him one. Whew. I'm a Yankee. Okay, let's go. V. Heldman, though. I was going to stop by your office, Heldman, yesterday. I didn't say Helberg. I don't want to say it. I don't want to get mad right away. I was going to stop by your office yesterday, but... It's a good thing I didn't come. I know the combo.
Did you have sesame with you? And you can't get in.
He's going to bring you something good.
And you can't get in without it.
The code just opens sesame.
Sesame is open.
It's probably the Russian terrorists of Helberg. Hellbenders. Let's go. Let's go. Kuf Mem Zion and Bays. Today's share sponsor for whoever we sponsor usually for. And some others. Okay, so we said yesterday that a matnas shchimra, which is a special matana, we said kedesh titrif daitoi, shaloi titrif daitoi, the guy should not croak. The guy's trying to give away the stuff, and then he knows you're not going to listen. As soon as he dies, you know, right away, you're like, okay, where's the money? Let's go. So he gets all meshuggah. So as takanas chum, they said, it's like a din Torah. They made him into a yerush. Basically, that whatever he gives, even without a kinyan. That's the takanas chum. Now, we said that the only thing takanas chum to zoif is only that it's a kinyan without, you don't need a kinyan. It's a matana without a kinyan. That's the only thing it is. But it can be better than a bari. That was the Gemara was trying to say yesterday, and that's why if you give away pears from a tree, it's darish leib la'ilam, doesn't work. If you give away rent, that doesn't work either. You have to give away the house. There's no mamashis to that kind of kinyan. It's not a free-for-all. Shchimra is not a free-for-all kinyan. It's one item, they said, that you don't need to have a kinyan. You don't need to make a agbah, meshicha, or write a shtar. That's the only heter they gave in matna shchimra. No other heterim. Everything else has to work in the barometers of bari. It's not just a newfound kinyan, a newfound halacha. It works with the kinyan of bari, with the dinim of bari, except that you don't have to make a kinyan when you're on your deathbed. So the Gemara says, is that true? Is that true that it works with the barometers of bari? Vaha, last line on a couple of Zion and Bays, Khan Michal Barambusha, Va Amarava, Amram Nachman, Shimra Shamar Tanu Halva Osi Lepleni. Halva Osi Lepleni. And that's a Milval pen. It goes over. Vakad Lesa Bari. By Bari is no such concept. So you tell me if it works in the barometers of Bari, it's not true. So Gemara says, Rapapa Amar Halva Yorish Yarsha. Rapapa says that the mana shchimra has a din like Yerusha, so we said Shavi Rabban like Yerusha, and the Rambam says Hilcha Kivin the Isi Beirusha Isi mana shchimra. That's the vart. And since in Yerusha there's such a concept of inheriting alone, so in Mela it works about shchimra, but again it's no raya that it's not different than a bari. So Gemara says if Achve Devi Kamar Halva Isi Bari, he says no. This concept of halva you find by bari also, and mele could work by shchimra. Could there everyone amarav? Damarav, everyone amarav. Manal biyat chfron plan. Ma'am shloshen kana. Ma'am shloshen is one of the hilchos of leitaima, and it's a halacha that ma'am shloshen works. So if ma'am shloshen works by milval peh, so it means that by bari milval peh works also. You're right. It's with ma'am shloshen. The point is, the concept of Milval Peh works by Bari. Once the concept of Milval Peh works by Bari, you could transfer that to a Shchimra, and Mela, it's not cool that you have something that works by a Bari, that works by Shchimra, it doesn't work by Bari. Everything that, and the Gemara is staying with this, the Gemara is staying that everything that works by Shchimra has to be within the barometers of Bari. Except for Kenya, that you don't have to write it, you don't have to make Agbar, whatever he says goes. Dibre Shchimra kechsuvim chamesurim dami. It's like written in stone. Stone edition. Chumash. Ibailu. Deko le'echad, peres le'echad, la'achad. So a guy gives, I think we're going to go with Tosfos's way of learning over here. I don't know, it's a lot of gersas here. Ibailu. Deko le'echad, peres le'achad. So you have the tree to one guy and the fruits to another guy, mao. Mi shayim mokin peri or lo shayim. So we said, to give a guy fruits doesn't work. What happens is, if you're giving a guy fruits, you're probably leaving over, do you say that maybe the guy's leaving over the nourishment of the tree for those fruits for the guy? You give a tree to one guy, and the nourishment of the fruit, which means you're not just giving fruits, because that you can't do. You're giving over part of the tree that the fruits nourish from, you're giving to that guy. So he owns like a 20% share in the tree or whatever it is. Imtum lam la'achalu have a shear. What about la'atzmai? Chutz peroys amau. What about chutz peroys? So the shayla of the gerus chutz, not gerus chutz. Back and forth over here. Tosfos, I think, is not gerus chutz. I think Tosfos is not gerus chutz. The Bach takes it out. The Rishbam is gerus chutz. It's not a shear. You say that, and it doesn't work. So maybe the guy would not get it because it's davar shel b'loilam. What about dekel la'echad? V'shai proisa l'fonav. Shai makom peri. Shai makom peri. Then you would say that he would leave all makom peri for himself. My time. Kol agam anashay ba'an yafim shai. So it means when it comes to himself, you assume the guy left over, people like themselves. So when it comes to themselves, you're not going to do something that hinders your rights. So Mela, you zicha have in mind to leave over for yourself something in the tree that you could get to Paris. Even though we had this Gemara before that Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, Meicha Ba'in Ro Meicha, that's only got a Meicha. We have a handling Matana. Matana doesn't go into those barometers. So I saw somebody speaks that out. So over here, the Shai, I think there was Tosha says it.
Because he was the Pharisee, he was in Shire for himself. So obviously he wants himself to see.
Yeah, he says, "V'avgat ha'amal el the stam moicher nois in the ilon the meshayer karka hachav b'shchimra ain lemon the shayer karka v'loy makan peri el peris bolvad." Because he's only leaving over for himself something to eat now. Means the only thing he would leave over is for what he needs right now. The guy's a shchimra, so he'd leave over a few fruits. I guess that's the svar. The what?
Right. Why is it? Why
are
we learning
shchimra
all of a sudden?
No, it's going my shchimra. Tosha says going. It's going. Adl elko yidr plane by zed leim aklum. Shnam dovish leblayim. Hakom in barley. Kama dekel echel peris laachav. Shaim mokum to mocha peris. Yeah. That's a dinner shchimra. Right. Tosha learns going shchimra. No, the Rishbam also learns going Shchimra. Just the Rishbam learns a shtick of different shot, and the whole Gemara is different girsa.
Why? He just said. How does that? What does that mean?
That means for yourself, you're leaving over part of the tree.
No, you're giving over.
Why by Shchimra? Do I want? Why would you want that by Shchimra?
No, you're giving. You want the guy.
That's a question just for now.
No.
Give him Shire. Just take the pairs that are now, and that's it.
Because you can't leave anything for yourself. You can't leave anything. There's nothing here. Paris are not here.
So
you're saying Paris just stay to you.
He'll be around when the Paris come?
No,
you're not assuming anything. But Lamai said, you can't leave over Paris. Paris is Davish Lobeloilam. That's nothing. So unless you're leaving over a part of the tree, then you left over nothing for yourself. So we say a guy likes himself, so he's going to leave over a place for him to have the Paris. Otherwise, he has nothing. Gave everything away. Yeah, dying soon.
He's
concerned, he's right. He's on his deathbed. I don't know. Right.
Hospice. Yes,
I'm sorry. That's Abba, Lerab Ashi.
He's concerned it might happen today.
Jimmy Carter's been in hospice for 3 years.
Can't pull the plug?
He's the one that, he's, didn't he?
Yeah. What now?
Yep. He's the one that made
Baruch Hashem. Good for you.
Amalei Rabba Amalei Rabba Ashi Anan Adi Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Masnina Lo Amalei Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amalei Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. We had this before. A guy sells a house to his friend. Amalei Amana She Diyutal Yoynishali Diyutal Yoynishaloi. So what happens over here? A guy sells a house to his friend and he says, I'm leaving over the roof. Now automatically when you sell a guy a house, you don't sell him the right to the roof. That's not included in the house.
That's for antennas.
No, they used to use the roofs. They used to dry the roof.
Automatically not included.
So if a guy says, I'm a nash, so Deuteronomy, which means he's leaving over the rights to the house. Because otherwise, what's he saying? Ibailu, base la'echod, v'dutal la'echod ma'o. Mi avashir loy. What about chutz min diyuta mal? So we say chutz min diyuta, which means you're obviously trying to say something more than the regular. What are you trying to say? Amar Rav Nachman, imtzalim beis la'echod yuta la'echod lo havashir, chutz min diyuta havashir. Va'aliba derav zvid, amar Hashem ratzlo hoitzi bazizim moitzi. Al makim neshayer diyuta makam zizim amishayer. So basically, makam zizim means, it's an interesting concept. Originally, I thought it was that you're leaving the rights to build on top of the house, but that's not. I mean, maybe that also you have a right, but makom ziza means that you have a right to stick out beams in the yard. If you own the roof, then you own the right to stick out beams in the yard, to protrude Right, you own the airstrip, but you own the yard space also. Not just on top. It means I sell you the house, I could put out beams protruding 10 feet out and use those beams, whatever, I want to hang my laundry on it. Because that's by not selling the roof, I'm allowing myself to have airspace in the feet and to use it whichever way I want, which means even to cantilever beams into your yard. There's a big chiddush. That means that you only own the actual house. And by him saying chutz, by him saying that, he's trying to say something. What's he trying to say? Everybody knows that when you sell a guy a house, you don't sell him the roof. So what are you trying to say? It must be that you're giving him the right to use the roof to protrude his beams into the chutzah. So it means the guy's getting not just chutzah, the guy's getting, you sell the house to one guy and you sell the roof to another guy with the lashon chutz, the guy gets a right to the yard, which is interesting. But that's what it comes out. And Melo over here also, now a sugya, I mean, some they take out the girsa chutz, the tzigyanim take it out, and most people take it out, but for the guy, now a sugya also, it would be a shear for the pears. If he said some kind of lashon that, well, if he said chutz for sure, they take out chutz. Shati Gar's chutz before also. Tosis is not good. 1 second. I think we're going to the Bach takes out chutz. It's a yesh svarim, right? Tosis is not. I think we're not Gar's chutz. And that's why I take out chutz on Mountain Bays also. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Min Yumi Amar Nachman Shchimrash Kasa Kol Chas Achem. So we're going into Shchimrash now. It's a little funny sugya over here. So a guy wrote all the chasim to someone else. Royan im b'mechalik meis kanu kulon. Amad choyze b'kulon, choyze b'kulon. So basically like this. A guy wrote all the chasim to one guy. So the halacha is, if he died, it's done. If he's amad, everything goes back. If a shchimra gives away everything besides something, then that's considered like a manas bari, because he's obviously choshish that he might get up. So he left himself something over. So then even when he gets up, the 80% that he gave away is gone. Because he left himself 20%. That means he was giving it with a full heart. It wasn't just if he died. So Amar Rav Yezmar Yom Amar Nach. Shchimash Kaz Kol Nachos Lachem. Roin Im Mechalek Meis Kanu Kulon. Amad Choyze Bekulon. Im Ben Nimlach Meis Kanu Kulon. Amad Ine Choyze Alabachra. So Nimlach means that at first he gave away, let's say 80% to one guy, and then
kept 20 for himself.
No, it means he gave away everything, and then he had a second thought about it. So he said he didn't give away everything. Rambam says, first he gave it, shasak. He gave part first, and then he gave the rest. So with choshish, that he was back in his mind, he was back and forth. He wasn't. We're not sure what his mind was because this guy is on his deathbed, obviously. But we know, like the Gemara said before, and the Gemara is going to say today also, that a guy. This kind of stuff that a guy gives out, even though he's on his deathbed, but it means that he thought about it beforehand. A guy doesn't decide on his deathbed right there and then. Okay, let's give 50,000 to Bells, 30,000 to this. It's a thought that happened before. Right now, he's just saying what it was in his mind to do. So over here, we're not sure what's going on in his mind. He gives away some of it, and then he's quiet, and then he gives away more. So the question is he trying? Was he chayzer from the first guy? Was he not? No, we're not chayzer. We're not chayzer. Sorry. Right, it's the kid of Kol Nechasa. Right. So may kind of cool. Im v'nimlach mace, and then he died. So basically, he gave away 50%, let's say, and then he stop for a second, and he gave away the other 50%, and then he died. So im benimlach meis, and then he, so kana kulon. They all, because when a guy dies, divish chimra, ksum dami, no problem. What about Ahmad? Now he got better. So now we're not sure if he meant to give away everything. Then it's a shchimra gives away everything, and he gets better. He takes everything back because he didn't leave anything for himself. So ein chayze ela ba'achron. So he's only chayze in the achron, which means the last guy is the one that polished off everything that made it considered a shchimra bekula. So then it doesn't count because now he got up. So daddy takes back, but the first guy he wouldn't take back. The last guy made it. That there's no shear in the nechas. He didn't leave anything over. Rabban says, "Ela ba'achron b'levad lehav b'shear." Avakamoy kano k'le tana masin shear ka kol shomatanas matana. The first guy, it depends how you look at it. This guy gave away 50%, then he stopped. So the way you could look at it is, you say, okay, the first guy he gave away 50%. That's a manas bari. That's not a manas chimra. Because 50% is it's a regular gift. The last guy that he gave away everything else, that made it into manas kula, that doesn't work. So if it's Ahmad, the last guy won't go.
It is a manas chimra in the fact that you don't need kinyan, though.
No, right, because that's halacha. A chimra that's on his death, but you don't need kinyan. But if miraculously the guy recovered, so now the question is, did he leave anything over? Did he not leave anything over? So the nimlach, what does the nimlach do? That's the question. Does the nimlach make it that there's a pause in his giving? Pause in his giving means that the first guy was not a kula. The second guy was kula. The second guy is not chal, because you can't give away everything. If you give away everything as a manash chimra, and you don't leave anything for yourself, it's nothing. But by the first guy, he wasn't giving away everything, because he left over still. At that point, he had 50% left. That was a manas bari. I mean, you could say the same thing to the second guy, but the first guy was already given away. Yeah, I can't really say it. That it's cooler. That gave everything away, right? So yeah. So the second guy is not chal. Second guy will not be chal. The first guy is a regular manas bari at the end of the day. If he gets better, you look at it.
That's because he didn't have das to get it all away. That's what
we're right. That's what's assumed by him waiting the 30 seconds, the 50 seconds, whatever, 2 minutes that he waited. The pause in his giving was that he was trying to give a manas bari in case he gets up. He had in mind that if he gets up, at least he still has 50% left to himself. So Gemara says, "Dimla yuin kama'ayin." Oh, this is where the Gemara says it. Maybe, how do you know it was a pause in his giving? You're assuming the fact that he thought for 2 minutes, it must be what his thought process was, if I get better, so this guy is matana, but the rest goes to me. At least I have something to live on. Maybe not. Maybe he's trying to figure out who to give what. So he gave away 50% to Bells, and now he's thinking, Babav, Osama, back, forth. How do you know what his thought process is? It's all one big giving. He never had in mind not to leave anything for himself. And Mele Im Ahmad, everything goes back. Nothing's given. He says, So Gemara says, no. Stomi de Shchimra, Medik Daik Vada Yoav. The normal thing of Shchimra, this is what Rishbam says, that's not the way it works. He knows, coming to his deathbed, he knows what he's doing. He knows that he wants to give this, that. It's just he's working out the process. So the fact that he was quiet, it's a raya that his thought was not to give everything away, so that if he recovers, he'll have something left for himself. That's the way you learn the Gemara. It's interesting. A guy comes to his deathbed prepared, but he didn't write a shtar. Right, he knows what he wants to do. So we're saying the guy knows what he wants to do, but he didn't get a chance to write it down. Doesn't it's always better to write it down.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. I'm saying he's a thought out guy. The Gemara is learning that he's thought out. He's a thought out guy.
Clients doesn't mean he actually wanted to put them into play.
No. He said he wanted to put them into play.
Yeah,
he thought about it before.
Back and forth guy that had a million different plans in his head. That's what it seems like.
I don't know. like Shlomo Kabbalah says, when you get close to the end. Amar Rav Nachman, you may Amar Rav Nachman.
You ready to let you listen?
Shchimra Shekosav Kol Nechos L'Acherim. The Amad. A guy wrote everything to other people. The Amad. Ein Echoizer. Why? Because Chai Shinan, Shem Yesh L'Nechosim, Bidei Acheres. Yechoizer, he has something in the other place. The Masis in Tana Lo Yishakai Koshu, Ein Matnos Kayemes. Because nobody does that. Nobody gives away everything. So maybe if he gets up, he gets everything back. Hegem Shkachsel. So why not Choshish that is Yesh L'Nechosim, Medina Acheres? Maybe he's got a palm in the Jerusalem Estates. He says Kol Nichsai, wherever it is. I saw somebody else. I don't understand. The guy's a chazaka. I'm a tchirel varaya. You're saying that he gave away everything. Imamad, he gets everything back. Maybe he has a karka medina acheres. So mela, it's a good gift because he has something else. He's a muksuk. You want to take away? Bells wants the whole property. Bells, bring a ride that he has something medina acheres. What do you mean? Maybe. I don't know.
When does Manish take effect?
Only after he died. Only after you die. Matana's only Achamisa. So the guy ended up not dying. Bell says, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you died or not. You gave us the gift. You gave us the whole $90 million. He says, yeah, what are you talking about? I have, you must have a property in, Oklahoma. We know you have a property. You probably have a property in Oklahoma. What do you mean probably? You guys want the $90 million. I'm a muksik. I have this my whole life. It's my money. You're saying it's a gift? Mechtesi. So this is a shiloh. What is chazor mixes? The Rishbam says, talking about a shchimra that wrote all the chosim to one guy, and then he was chozer and he gave it to another guy. So basically, he says, I'm giving my whole entire estate to one guy, to Bells, and then he's chozer and he says, I'm not giving the whole estate to Bells. I'm giving 80% to Bells, 20% to Babov. So the question is, was he chayzer from the whole 80? Was he chayzer the whole 80? Or was he, or not? Rishbam says, Shari Yochel Lassus King Kamin, Daidiki Vatel's Daidiki. We had that before. So me have a chazor b'chol an chos v'shosu rishon. The goal of Daidiki v'chav rishon. The fact that he says, I'm giving 20% to Babav, maybe he's... He didn't say that. He didn't say, I only want to get 20%. If he said that, that would be Zichon Achreza. He gave everything to Bells, and then he said, I'm giving 20% to Babov. Does he mean 80% to Bells and 20% to Babov? Or does he mean, no, I'm done with Bells. They got me mad. I see they're already coming to pick up the cash. They're not letting me die even. So I'm done. I'm giving only 20% to Babov. Mashanasna Shani Matana Mixasi. They kashir v'av matana. So Mela, in the turn of events, what would happen is that if the guy recovers miraculously, Bubba will get their 20%. Because that's only matana mixes. The aloch is matana mixes, ha matana. Or no. He gave away everything. When he gets up, he gets everything back. That's a shiloh. But the chazorah mixes, ha b'chazorah b'kulo eloi. Toshma. Kulon l'rishon. If he gives everything to one guy, umiktsoson sheni, and some to the second guy, Shani kana, Rishon loy kana. The second guy is kana because that's a matana mixas. The first guy is not kana. My love, b'shemes. So Moshe says loy b'she'amad. It's talking about that it can't be b'shemes because shemes everybody gets. Loy b'she'amad. He got up. And how can I mistav him? Matana say if a miktsasin l'rishon. Yeah, you gave a little bit to the first guy, but kulon l'sheni. So Rishon kana because it's only a matana mixas and Shani loy kana. Yeah, mishloy b'she'amad mishamachi Shani loy kana. Because it's matana b'kula. Matana b'kula you can't give. Eliyam b'shemeis tavar liknu. So it must be kishamad. And the Gemara is trying to bring a ride that matana mixes lo yav matana. Lo yav b'chazara. Omer yem le'av ashi v'tehevanam b'shamad. Maybe not. Let's say it b'shamad. And he wants to, he's going to try and bring a ride that you see fakert. You see chazor mixes have a chazor. Yeah, Mishnah chazor mixes have a chazor or bekulo. Hainu the shani mias kana. The shani mias kana. That's why the second guy's kana. Why? Because the first guy gave away everything. Second guy, you gave 20. It's chazor b'mixes. You a shayer. You say chazor mixes have a chazor. So male, you shayer. The second guy has a shear, so he's kana. Eliyam chazor mixes lo have a chazor, but kulo never kemechalik. V'lecham and I lo liknu. Nobody should be kana. V'hilchaso chazor mixes have a chazor, but kulo bekulo. That it is a chazor. Reisha mitzchach shal ben shemay ben shamad. It doesn't matter. And sefer lo mitzchach lo avol shamad. So b'shamad, that's how you, that's why the second guy's kana, because it's a chazor mixes have a chazor, and male it's a shear in the kinyan, and first guy's not kana, and that's how we pass. And if a guy goes back on his word, not goes back, if he says, if he gives away everything, then he gives away on 20%, we say that he meant to be chayzer. Iboilu hiktish kol nechasav amad. A guy's maktish kol nechasav. Me, I mean, kol gabe hiktish gomer makni. Adimo kol gabe nashay legom makni. So we said, when a guy gives away everything and then he gets up, we say it's nothing because nobody does that. You obviously only did it if you're gonna die. If you live, you're not giving away everything. How are you supposed to beg? But legabe hektish, so it's a mitzvah. I don't call legabe nashay legom makni. No, lemai said, the guy doesn't want to beg. What a hifkik kol nechasav. Again, Hefker also same thing. Kavanas lo shemayim Rishbam says. So maybe it's a Kenyan gomer. Yeah, everybody's getting it. Another one. Chilikon chos laaniyim. Over here, he's a good doer. Miyamai. Miyamin tzedaka vada migma gomer makna. Adam kolam she gal gomer makna. The mice, the guy doesn't want to beg. So at the end of the day, Gemara says teiku. We don't know. Zok the Mishnah. Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. I gotta get another Mishnah. HaPesach sheshochtu b'shachas. A guy came over there, a guy who doesn't dominate. I said, we're giving away Mishnahs. He says, you have Mishnahs? I'll learn Masechta Zevachim. So he wasn't there, so I gave him my Mishnahs. He didn't want the whole thing, he just wanted. No, so I took this from my house. I don't know. Could you get one volume? Could you buy one of those volumes? I don't know if you could buy one of those volumes. And the front page is ripped out because no name. There's no front cover, no back cover, but the Mishnah is perfect condition. It's a mint condition, $7. It's a hit or miss. HaPesach shochtu b'shachas bar ba'osar. So guys send. A guy shechts a Pesach on Erev on 14th day. Shalei l'shmoi. Reb Shua machshir. Kilei nishma shoshi osa. It's not worse than shalei bezmane. Because you can't shecht. When do you shecht the current Pesach?
14th. 14th in the morning. Afternoon.
Right. I mean, it's not worse than a shlomim. That's why. Not worse than a shlomim. No, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. That's why it's machshir. But Mesera poisel.
So he's not
machshir.
No.
Shach is the morning. That's not the time of Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach is at night.
Right.
So it's like a shlomim.
So it's like a shlomim, right, but it's not Karm Pesach.
Right. But Mesera poisel. Kiddush ben arba'im. Amr Shimon Azam. Mekubani pishim shnayim zaken. Wow. B'yem sheshiva b'lozman azayi b'yeshiva. Shkaz v'achan achol m'shnizbuch shol yishmon k'sherim. Ashloi l'ba'am shum chayva. So kol azvachim hanachom shenizbechu shloishman sheim shloim ba'am shem chayvo. Chutz ma'pesach manachat lo yisu ben azay elo oilu v'leyo lechom. What's he trying to say over here? What's the Kabbalah? Right. So male of this would be k'sherim. It means he's passing like a b'shua. He's passing on b'shua, not like ben mesera. That's because it's a regular shlomim. Only chatas and pesach is possible, but everything else is kosher. See, he's agreeing to Rabbi Shua.